לכבוד.
יהיה פרמישן, חנוכה שמח. As the Zohar says, "Not chas v'shalom to think the Torah tells you a story. It's a message." Rav Shmuel Bar-Chaya writes in the Zohar, "The purpose is to write between the lines, to read between the lines, and to understand what it is all about. It's not a story. It's told Yosef. Yosef is there. Yosef. It's wrong." Rav Shmuel Bar-Chaya is very upset. Also, not just saying it's not right. He said, this week's parasha is a continuation of last week. If we start from last week, the whole episode, Yaakov sent Yosef to see how the brothers are. The last thing a person should do to send one of his children that he knows the other brothers hate him very much, and they're dangerous people, as the Zohar says. Shimon Levi killed 24,000 people in Shechem. He don't know Yaakov is going to curse them before he dies. And he says, Ahu apam ki az. So it's the anger. So they can't control themselves. I sent Yosef to see how they're doing. Wasn't Yosef? Yaakov had a lot of slaves. A lot of slaves. He will know. So they said the reason he sent Yosef is because he knew Beruach HaKodesh is going to be attacked. Because the people around Shechem want to take revenge for what Shimon Levi did. That was the purpose of the mission. But again, you don't send Yosef over there. Don't send Yosef over there. That's the last person you should send. Yosef is the last person you should go. And the Torah tells you the conversation. He calls him and Yosef says, Hineni, yeah, I'm ready for you, papi. Papa, I'm ready for you. I say, again, remember this. The Torah says it's not a story. The Torah says that Yaakov sent Yosef from the valley of Hebron. Says the Gemara, excuse me. A few times in the Torah, there is no explanation of the words, just something else. There's no such thing. Torah says the text reads valley. Everybody knows heaven full of mountains. How is that valley? There's no explanation, the Gemara says. What's the explanation? It's secret. Again, you read the text, it's not the text. There's no explanation. Gemara says, what does it mean, emek? Gemara says, the word emek is valley. In Hebrew, also called amuk, amuka, amuk, very deep. I says, what do you mean? The man says, this is the deep advice of the one that buried in Hebron, the first Avraham Avinu, to send Yosef. Simple thing, everybody will tell you. That's what we learn in school. It means, here it is, the decree that Avraham Avinu was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu when he was 17 years old is coming now. On the surface, and here we go, we're going to go to Egypt. But this is not really what it means. Because it's called a decree, it's not an advice. The Gemara said this is advice, deep advice. What do you mean deep? Advice is advice. Because every word is a bomb. It's just a deep advice from the one that buried in Hebron. It's not advice, let's confess it, it's called decree. Not advice, it's a gezera. What do you mean, amuka, deep? Yosef goes over there. This is where last week they want to kill him. He sold him. He's in Egypt. Now he's a king. This week's parasha, Yosef finally is the king. He's a king and the famine. The famine, as Yosef predicted, the brothers sent by Yaakov to go find some, to buy some grain, some food. Excuse me. They come to Egypt and brought in front of Yosef. They bow down to Yosef. Bow down to Yosef. The Gemara says, it says in the text, that Yosef realized that he had a dream that his brothers were bowed down to him. He said, "Ah, you see? My dream became true." It's hard to believe, impossible to believe. It's not right to believe. That's what Yosef has in mind right now. That's what he wants. He had a dream 22 years ago that one day his brothers will bow down to him. So, Baruch Hashem, that's Yosef. This is a low life. Things like this. You want brothers to bow down to you. And that's what you have in mind after 22 years. Listen, did you forgive them? Of course he forgave them. So, why do you want them to bow down to you? Why are you so happy that they bow down to you? Instead, he tells them, I think you spy. You are spies. And back and forth. They say, we're not spies. We're just brothers. The man was lost. He says, what do you mean with someone lost? So he said, Yosef asked him information. What did you do? You came, have information that you went all over Egypt, all over the restaurants and everything. He said, what are you doing there? He said, we had a brother, we lost a brother. They didn't say they sold him, they're afraid, they're embarrassed. He said, we have a brother and we're looking for him. He said, oh, you're looking for your brother? Oh, what happened? No, nothing. And then Yosef said, okay, I don't trust you. What did they do? Nothing. Put all of them in jail three days. For nothing. Torturing your brother for nothing. What do you want from them? Don't think it's a lie. They're not spying. Why do you put them in jail? I don't understand you. What's wrong with you? Let's hear someone study. After 3 days, he takes them out. So he said, you know what, I'll keep Shimon inside. Go home. I heard that you have another brother. Bring Binyamin down here. What do you want Binyamin here for? What do you want Binyamin? I understand you. Besides, you know the truth that Yaakov is very attached to Binyamin. That's the last son of Rachel. I mean, you were lost. So you think the brothers will come home. They tell Yaakov, we didn't take Binyamin. Binyamin? What happened? Well, the guy put Shimon in jail. He won't release Shimon unless Binyamin doesn't come down. What are you doing to your father? I don't understand you. You're allowed to do such a thing? The whole thing is a fake here. You're allowed to make your father being more upset? You don't want to tell him that you are alive? Okay, don't tell him. And not demand Binyamin to come down. So this, you're not going to come unless you bring Binyamin down. Okay? Continue the story. So the brother leaving. And on the way, Levi opened up the bag to give some straw to his donkey. And he finds the money that he paid over there to buy grain. He said, Tom, read the story. I don't know what the difference it makes. So Levi called his brother and said, look, I don't know what happened, got the money. They all got scared. They come home. They open up the bags. Continue the story. Each one found his money inside the bag. Yaakov looks at it and says, what happened? How come you have your money? This is your money. You didn't pay? Of course we paid. So how do you have it? Oh, they're going to say soon, he stole the money. Okay. Story. Waiting. And Yaakov said, okay, go back to Egypt. Get some grain. Excuse me. Can go. Woman said, Judah said, we're not going to go. They won't let us. Unless we're with Binyamin. Back and forth. Why do you tell them you have a son? Forget about it. You want to give Binyamin? We'll go. Judah said, you give Binyamin a guarantee? They go. Okay. Yaakov gives them some certain things to give a present to Yosef. They're going down to Egypt. They come to Egypt. And Menashe said, come inside the palace. So the Torah says, that's what the Torah says. The language, the statement. Oh, here we go. They're going to take us to be slaves. They're going to blame us. We stole the money. And they're going to take us and they're going to take our donkeys as well. The problem is the donkey. In the text, the Torah says. The Torah says they're going to take us and our donkeys. The problem is the donkey. I don't understand you. Why are you saying donkey? You say they're going to take you to be a slave. Okay, I understand. Okay, I don't understand why the Torah has to tell you all the conversation, but we'll see later. But definitely the donkeys are just in vain. For why are you saying donkeys? Chamorenu, et chamorenu. Okay. They come inside. Whatever, I read you the text. So they push themselves inside and they tell Menashe, listen, you know what happened. So I don't know what it is. We don't know what it is. We found the money inside the bag. So Menashe said, you know what? Your money came to me. God gave you a secret, matmon. Excuse me? This is my money. This is my bill. This is my number. Check, you have my fingerprints on it. What do you mean you got my money and this money is from God? If I find something else in my bag, okay. It's exactly the money. He said, don't worry, he said, in the text. Don't worry, God gave you money. It's not true. Okay, forget about it. And Yosef called up Menashe and said, Menashe, they're going to eat with me tonight. Go slaughter an animal, a sheep, a goat, something. Show them that you slaughter. Sounds like, you know, like it's not kosher. Not only did he was able to pull so-called the sciatic vein, the Gila Nashe. He said, but the brothers look at him and say, how does he know all these things? Hey, kosher food, you know. Huh? The sciatic vein. Gila Nashe, he takes the brother and says, look, you're going to have tonight meat over here. Here, the shechita is kosher. Why do you tell me this?
That Yosef.
Yeah, like you say. Show them what you say. It says, in the text in the Torah. Shaitan. By the way, that statement that he tells Menashe to do, he tells him a statement like this, Tvoach tevach ve'achen. Go slaughter and prepare. See, Chacham, Manuel Chachamim, 500 years ago, Shotei Giborim, and says, over here is Chanukah, look. Usually, Parashat Miketz is Parashat Chanukah. And Shabbat Chanukah. And if you take the word Tvoach Tevach Ve'achen, the last letter of the word Tevach is Chet, and the word Ve'achen, that Vav and Hey, Chaf and Nun, together with the Hey, is Chanukah. And it says, Yosef, so-called, hinted to them Chanukah. Of course, Yosef knew everything. Yosef had Ruach HaKodesh. You see later how much he knows. So Chanukah is being mentioned in the statement to Yosef to prepare the meat. Why? Why? It's big Ruach HaKodesh. Okay. They come to the house. They give them the food. They give them the food. And Yosef decided to give his plate to Binyamin. Osnat, Yosef's wife, saw that Yosef gave his plate to Binyamin, she gave it to. And finally, Menashe saw that the father and the mother gave the plate. In the text, the Torah says, Binyamin now has 5 plates. Was it a joke or something? What are you telling me? What does it mean exactly? Why you gave him the plate? Okay, fine. Torah says, they ate and they drank and they got drunk. Okay? Story. Says the Gemara, I want to tell you something. Since they sold Yosef, not Yosef, neither the brothers drank any wine. Yosef decided, I'm not having any wine until I'll get back to my father with them, until I found them, they found me. And they said, since we sold Yosef, until we find him, we're not getting wine. Here the Torah says, they're drinking wine. Drinking wine? What happened? You don't fart in the dream? What happened? Why did the Torah tell you to have wine? Okay. Next. The drinking is in the morning, at night. So at night, Yosef tells Menashe, go take my silver cup. Put it in Binyamin's bag and give back the money to Binyamin. Actually, you don't store the Torah. What's the purpose of it? What do you want from it? What do you want from it? Abokero, Anashim Shulchu, Torah emphasized, they will send away. It's not true, they won't send away. They left. Torah says, no. They will send. What does it mean? It means they will chase out. I said, somebody at the hotel, but they stayed, told them it's time to go. Why? Why? Why somebody send them? And the Torah says they didn't go far away, and Menashe is here, jumping after them, and comes to them and says, excuse me, and that's the statement. He says, what did you do? You know the thing that my master checks it, this, he played with this, Yosef played with the Gemara, says, he played it like it's a magician with it. So the brother answer, you think we stole it? In the text you read, he never said he stole it. He only said, what did you do? You should just ask him, what did we do? Instead, the orphan answer, we didn't steal it. Excuse me. Did I tell you you stole something? Why are you saying it? And we continue. Do you think that since we gave back the money, we offered to give back the money, we would steal silver and gold? Silver and gold? How do you get no gold in the picture? We're talking about the cup. What's silver and gold? Say, listen, whoever stole it, he's going to die and we're going to be slaves. End of the parasha, finish. That's the story, that's not the story. That's the secret of our life. You know, I will tell you soon, coming out of Egypt. Every person had 90 donkeys. On the donkeys, we had silver and gold dishes. And all the money from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. That's how the story goes. It was a decree on Avraham Avinu we should be in exile 400 years and be tortured and suffer. That's a gzerah. Avraham Avinu was 70 years old. The gzerah is going to start from Yitzchak's birth. It will take 400 years until you come out of Egypt. The Torah says, 400 years of slavery and being tortured. Nevertheless, the first 190 years from Yitzchak's birth, Yitzchak's life, and now Yitzchak is still alive. 190 years, the decree is not here. And that's part of the 400 years. By the time you read the text, the Torah says it's going to be a hard 400 years. In the meantime, so good, so far, so good. Now, something's going to happen. Now the next 210 years to complete the 400 will be tortured. Etza amuka shel oto hakavu b'chevron. Avraham Avinu gave advice now, a deep advice. Send email to Yaakov's head. That decree is opposite to get rid of the decree. Avraham Avinu saw when he's lying down over there in Chevron, Avraham Avinu says something bad is coming. Let me try to fix it for you. You know why something bad is coming? Because the brothers hate Yosef. They don't say hello to Yosef. Machloket. Machloket brings all the decrees. Says the Navi. Or Shea. If Am Yisrael are united, can be no decree. If Machloket, Gaza. Finished. Don't blame now. She bet this and the whole thing is shaken. You have a decree that was never paid yet. We came out of Egypt before the time. And all the exiles we had in Iraq, in Babel, in the time of Mordechai and Esther and the Greeks and everything, it's a part, Gemara says, the Zohar says, of the continuation of the decree that Avraham Avinu was sold by Hashem. As long As Avram is alive, Yitzchak is alive, Yaakov is alive, no fight, no nothing. Esav is out of the picture. Paradise, 190 years, past, nothing. It was a decree. Decree cannot come if you're united, if you have peace. The minute the brothers started the episode against Yosef, that ignited the decree. Here comes Avraham Avinu and gives a deep advice to Yaakov. Send Yosef over there. Yes, that's how I'm going to go. He knows the brothers might do to him. Yaakov knows the brothers might do something to Yosef. But this is the last chance now for the decree not to come. If Yosef would go, and the brothers would say, Yosef, okay, everything okay, it's okay, okay. Then the decree is over. By the way, the decree is coming because you're going to be attacked. Why haven't you attacked? I thought they're not running after you. Now they're running after you now. Now they're running after me? What happened? Machloke. Now they're going to be attacked. And Yaakov said, it's Yosef only, not one of his slaves, in order so-called to try to make peace between them. And that's going to delay or just cancel the decree altogether. They live in Eretz Yisrael. Or Haim says as well, says nothing would have happened. The 400 years would be waived by friendship, by having good relationship with your brothers. And of course, they don't do it. By the way, Yosef goes over there to Hebron, and he meets a person. Who is this person? The Gemara says, Gabriel, an angel from Shemayim. An angel from Shemayim. He's going to tell Yosef, listen, they want to kill you. In the text, they went over there. So, you should go back home. He didn't find them. And Gabriel told you, by the way, it shouldn't matter Gabriel, it should be the Satan. Gabriel is a good angel. What do you mean a good angel tells Yosef to go over there? That's not Gabriel's job. That's Satan's wife. It's Satan's wife. Satan's job, sorry. Lord, let's call it. Now it's a good advice. Gabriel is coming to try to cancel the decree of Avraham Avinu. It's a good angel. He tells Yosef, listen, they try to kill you. I said, I'm going anyway. I'm going to try to make peace with them. And actually, he begged them, he spoke to them. They were very cruel. They themselves are going to say it later. They were very cruel, we didn't listen to him. But the idea over here, of this week's parasha, is not a story. It's to tell you how to avoid decrees in your life. And it's actually, when you don't have a decree, if you don't do it, you have a decree. And I will tell you the story here. This parasha, they came to Egypt. And Yosef is playing with them. Yosef just wants, he wants one thing from them. They should realize what they did in order for them to regret and to do teshuva shilema. And that, just by giving them a little hard time, it is going to be like the completed so-called decree. He says, I think you slaves, you spies, I'm sorry. And no. They're going to put him in jail. Why are you putting him in jail? This is so-called part of the Gezerah. By suffering a little bit, it is fulfilled. So Chatam Sofer says, somebody had a dream at night. Hashomi had a fire in his house. Chatam Sofer said, you know what? The best thing in the morning, you go, take a match, and burn a little piece of paper. As long as something happened, the dream is cancelled. Again, it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says such a thing. Well, says something else, not about the fire, about something else. So that's what Yosef is trying to do. He's going to give them a hard time in order to fulfill the decree, because they are causing for the decree to come. So first he puts them in jail for 3 days, and then he can take them out and put Shimon in jail, because he was the master of him. He threw him into the pit. But it's not a revenge. This is how you're going to fulfill the decree. Because in Shemayim right now, the Satan, he said, decree. So as long as somebody gets a small punishment, it's finished, it's over. Go get Binyamin, says Zohar, he wants Binyamin here. So why do you want Binyamin? Yeah, Because right now, Yosef is so-called in a different country, and the brothers will come down. All 12 Shvatim, 12 brothers will be in Egypt. They're going to come out of Egypt. It's called Yitziat Mitzrayim, finished. The Gezerah is over. Zohar says, Yosef wants Binyamin here. It's true. It's going to cause Yaakov to be a little bit of agony and upset. But it's in the long run, it's very good. Because soon if Binyamin is going to come and the brothers will behave friendly and be in harmony, then Yosef will tell Pharaoh, okay, sorry, I have to go. Go with the brothers to Israel. Fun, finish, done. Yosef is the king. Yosef is the Mashiach. It's over. Episode is over. Not the queen or nothing. The brothers don't do it. That's the tragedy you'll see soon. So go home, bring Binyamin, okay? Then he puts all the money back. In the bag. What's the purpose? Because the Torah says, we come out of Egypt, we're going to have a lot of fortune. Here's the fortune. Yosef is playing along what Hashem told Avraham Avinu. V'acharei b'chush gadol. You come out of Egypt, okay, I got you money, true. But I gave you back the money. Not because I give you back the money, because you have to leave Egypt with fortune. Okay. Continue the Torah. They came home, empty the sack. Each one says, so it's money. They get scared. They don't get it. Yaakov has no Ruach HaKodesh. The brothers, none of them have Ruach HaKodesh. They have no idea what's going on. I said, they get very scared. They say, you know what? We're going to go, they're going to put us in jail. Okay, they finish the food. The Torah says, okay. Yaakov said, let's go get some food. Judah said, he can't go. Shimon's in jail. They won't give us food. Get Binyamin to us. They're taking Binyamin. Still don't get it like this. So they go down to Egypt. They come, they push themselves into the palace. They tell Menashe, sorry. We found our money. Menashe said, you gave me the money. It's money from God. What do you mean, money from God? You don't understand? Let me tell you something. That's going to happen when you come out of Egypt. Hashem will give you all the fortune. You're not going to steal from the Egyptians. You're going to borrow from them. It's not their money. Okay. They don't understand it. Okay, here we come. Here's the punchline. Yosef called Menashe, listen, you want to know something? Go now slaughter an animal for them. Slaughter? Animal. So I will tell you, the first thing, that Moshe, second thing, I'm sorry, Moshe is going to tell him Israel in Egypt, call him, Son, Mishpotchem, Veshachatu HaPasach. Go slaughter an animal. This is Yitziat Mitzrayim now. I don't know if it was Pesach that day or not. But all the ingredients is Pesach. Go slaughter and show them how to, that you slaughter it. Then, they're going to sit down. And Yosef and his wife and the children will give the plates to Binyamin. Says the Gemara, 5 plates. Once he rings the bell, Mordechai is going to come out of Achashverosh's house with 5 garments. What Mordechai has to do with this? Mordechai's redemption. That day Mordechai came out of Egypt, of the palace of Achashverosh, was Pesach. Pesach. Torah says, there, they sit down and they drink wine. Drink wine? I thought you said you're not going to drink. No, it's Pesach. It's Arba Kosot. They drink wine. Okay, Yosef calls up Menashe and says, listen. Do me a favor. Put my silver cup. To emphasize, silver cup. It wasn't plastic. Rings a bell. They have to come out of Egypt with silver dishes. Put back the money also. Anashim Shulchu said in the morning. By the way, if you remember, we left Egypt in the morning. We were sent out of Egypt. We didn't leave Egypt. Paro said, get out of here. So I emphasize. Get out of here. Okay. Menashe runs after them and says, what did you do? He doesn't tell them you stole it. Never. Just think. Think something. What's wrong over here? What's wrong? I said, well, we didn't steal. They emphasize, they say, we didn't steal gold and silver dishes. Dishes? Where do you get these dishes from? That's the secret. They don't know what they're saying. But this is the purpose. The purpose of this six parasha is just to tell you what is necessary and you ought to do in order to finish the decree. And this is Chanukah is all about. Said, you know, look over here. This Shechita, and he tells Menashe, go prepare, it's Chanukah. Says that Chanukah is the end of the Chatima. It means like this. You never know what happened really on Yom Kippur. Never know. You don't know. Hashem is the decree of Gaza. It will be harmony, never have happened. Even the decree in Shamayim on Yom Kippur, Hashem made a decree. And whatever happened in Gaza happened on Yom Kippur. It didn't happen. Any decree that comes during the year comes from Yom Kippur. But likewise, the decree on Avraham Avinu, children of Messiah 400 years. Never happened. 190 years? Perfect. Perfect. When did it start? With the brothers, with the Machlok and with Yosef started. Says Ari, look, Chanukah is Gmar Chatima. Zot Chanukah. Friday, Hashem so-called reconsiders. It's not to be reconsidered. Ed Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Shana Rabbah finished. Hashem decided already. What's going to be this year for me? No. No. This is Chanukah. This is the time. This is like so-called Pesach. Pesach is redemption. Pesach redemption. What is redemption? Redemption is because the Gemara says one of the reasons we came out of Egypt is we didn't speak Lashon Hara on each other. We didn't change our clothing. We didn't change our language. We didn't change our names. The fourth thing Gemara says, no Lashon Hara. Everybody was happy with each other. The Gemara says, aha, that so-called made you escape the decree right now. If you're not getting Machloket, you later on, finish, you're done. Since constantly we had Machloket in the desert, and then in the Tanakh all the time, and then after the Tanakh, and Sinat Chinam, the decree comes back. One time is Iraq, Babel, one time is Haman, one time is the Romans. Continue all the time, because not our fault. It's the decree of our Avinu. We have to go through our life with the decree of our Avinu. The only way to escape it, what is this? Go slaughter an animal. Slaughter the animal, what do you mean? On Pesach. What Pesach? What is slaughter animal? Pesach? Because in Pesach, the Torah says that when they slaughter the sheep or the goat, everybody had to be friendly with each other. One says, you know why? I said, I'll tell you what. There are millions of Jews. But you should know, only three groups came to Beit HaMikdash to slaughter the sheep. It's not, it was only 2 hours in the afternoon, Erev Pesach, to slaughter. They're talking about millions of people staying outside. So you think you have millions of animals? No. Mas is a Pesach nishcha b'shalosh kitot, halacha and Rambam. Don't think you come to Beit HaMikdash with your sheep. You're not going to come sheep. You have to be nominated on a ship with a lot of people together. And each one got a small piece of meat. And the Torah says it. Ve'lakachu u'shchenu akaro v'la masat nefashot. Ish. Celebrate the Torah. Torah says, take with your neighbor. Take with your family. Why you tell me this? The mitzvah to take a ship. Okay, I'll take a ship. No, you don't understand. You can't take a ship. You know, they're going to have 100,000 sheep now in Beit HaMikdash. There's no room for that, and there's no time for that. What are we going to do? Torah says, "Shachatu oto kol kalat Yisrael." It's the Gemara, the slaughtering, you find, shlucho shalem kemoto, you may nominate somebody to do for you, because all Israel are revim ze la ze. We are all responsible for each other. So the root of you can do something for your friend is from Pesach. On what? When you slaughter. When you slaughter, what do you mean I say slaughter? You should be nominated on that sheep before the slaughter it. After the slaughter, you can't say, oh, give me a piece. No. Before the slaughter, the sheep, 100,000 people came and said, I want to be nominated on that sheep. And each one will get only a small piece like an olive. Piece of meat, he says, this is Korban Pesach. He says, why Hashem? I don't understand. Why I have to do like this? Right, to give me a chance. I want to bring in my own sheep. The redemption of Pesach is because of the sheep. And because of the sheep war, so-called, come for a lot of people together. And you cannot be nominated with somebody that you don't like. Of course, everybody has to be very friendly. And that's the message. Yosef tells Menashe, go slaughter for them, show them how you slaughter. Show them it's kosher, show them it's today is Pesach. Today we're going to drink wine. Today Mordechai, so-called, is coming to the picture because of the harmony that Mordechai were able to make all of Israel friendly. And that's why we got saved from Haman, because of friendship, because we became very friendly. That's the Baruch Hu is waiting for us now, Zot Chanukah, to see a friend of each other, that Mashiach will come up and be named.
Amen.